the things that you are putting in the ground, hoping that they will grow?
你曾经在地里面播下什么种子，并且盼着它长出来呢？
For some people, it's their job.
对有些人来讲是他的工作。For
some people, it's their hobbies.
有些人来讲是他的一些课余爱好。For
some people, it's their school and their grades.
还有人是他的学校的学业成绩。For
some, it's retirement or security down the road.
还有些人是他的退休的计划，还有他的一些保险计划。
If we stop and think about it, we're all putting something in the ground, hoping to see it grow.
其实我每个人都在自己一路走来撒了很多种子，并且盼着它们成长。
When you start to think about it, you realize that a lot of our day is spent planting seed.
如果你仔细想一想，我们每天其实都在撒种。
But not all seed is the same.
但是不是每撒下的种子不都一样。
Some seed produces something that grows quickly but doesn't last.
有的种子一撒下来，马上就能长出东西，但是不持久。
Other seed takes a long time to grow, but when it does, it's full.
有的种子很长时间才能长出来。
And some seed looks fine on the outside, but it never grows a thing.
有些种子看着很光鲜亮丽，但是什么也长不出来。
So if you were to think about what is it in your life that you are planting in the ground, what would you see?
那你想一想自己在生命中撒下什么样的种子，你得到什么样的回答呢？
One of the things that I've learned in talking with people and in reading the Bible is that what you and I put in the ground is what will always come up.
我们从圣经里面，也从我们生命中也知道，我们种的什么，我们总是会收什么。
If I invest in myself, then I will have fruit for myself.
如果我都是为我自己播种的，那我以后得到的就是自己的。
If I invest in things that are short term, they won't last forever.
如果我播下种子都是短期的，那以后也不可能有长期的收成。
When I invest in the new car, I love it until it gets a scratch.
如果我花钱买了新车， 很短的时间会很享受，但是马上这新车就被刮坏了。When
I invest in the new house, I love it until it needs to be painted.
当我花钱买了一座大房子，但是很快就会发现这漆也掉了。When
I invest in my new baby, I love it until I can't sleep.
我花了时间精力得到一个小婴儿，但是很快我就会发现我睡不了觉了。When
I invest in my safety or health, I love it until something happens that scares me or hurts me.
如果我种下的是我的安全和我的健康，但是我就会发现我是有会损害的。The
truth is that we can plant for ourselves or we can plant for eternity.
事实上，你可以为你自己撒种，你也可以为永恒的生命撒种。
And that's hard to remember because so often what we see around us is for ourselves or just for this world.
这点呢，不容易记住，因为我们环顾四周，看到的都是辛勤为自己撒种的事情。My
happiness, my satisfaction, what I want.
都是为了自己的快乐，自己的满足，自己想要什么。
Or would I want to plant actually what glorifies God?
还是 你愿意为了神的荣耀撒下种子呢？
Would I take what I have and put it in the soil for God's sake?
我撒在土里的东西是为了神的缘故吗？
My money, my time, my resources.
我的金钱，我的时间，我的资源。
My schedule, my family, my job.
我的课表，我的工作。
Would I be willing to take what I think is mine and plant it in the ground for God to do something?
我愿不愿意把那些我认为属于自己的东西撒在土里，是为了神的工作呢？
There's something that is good for us as Christ followers to wrestle with, and it's whether or not I'm planting for myself or I'm planting for eternity.
作为一个主耶稣的跟随者， 我们经常会遇到这样的问题，就是我们现在做的是为了自己还是为了神？
Or am I not planting anything?
还是说我们什么也没做，什么也没撒？
The passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that you read was written to a church in conflict.
在哥林多前书我们刚才读到的经节是保罗写给一个充满斗争的教会。
The Apostle Paul would write a lot of letters to a lot of churches, and normally it was because he was having to fix something.
使徒保罗他给很多教会都写了信，大部分原因是因为这些教会有事情需要解决，所以他才会写信。
They were fighting over something, or disagreeing over something, or they had a wrong belief.
他们或许是为了一些事情，争论得很厉害。或者打得很厉害。
The passage that you looked at was written to Christians who were arguing about who was in charge.
那保罗写这封信的时候，他是要告诉他们在讨论一个问题，就是说到底谁掌权。
They were fighting over who makes the decisions and who has a title.
这个教会的人，他们为了在教会里面谁说话算数而打得不可开交。
The church had two great leaders. One was named Paul, who wrote the book, and the other is Apollos.
这个教会他们承认有两个领袖，一个领袖是保罗，就是写保罗书信的这个，还有一个叫阿波罗。
The church had been broken up into two groups. One were fans of Paul, and the others were on team Apollos.
这个教会就分成两派，一派是追随保罗的，一派是追随阿波罗的。
They were arguing over who was more important and who had done the best.
这两派人就争论起来，说到底谁更大，谁更重要呢？
But Paul knows that if they're arguing about who's in charge, then they're missing the point.
但是保罗知道，他们这种谁说话算数的争论，其实是偏离正道的。
If they're arguing about who's better, then they're going to miss an opportunity.
如果他们只专注在谁好谁不好上，他们其实丢掉了一个很重要的机会。
And so Paul wants to settle it, but he does it in a way that's very different than you or I would do.
所以保罗觉得自己有必要去平息他们这场争论，但是他平息争论的方式和我们想的不一样。
If it were me, I would tell them why I was right.
如果我是他的话，我就会向他们摆事实讲道理说，你看我才是最棒的。
If I was competing against Apollos, I would make a strong argument about why I should be in charge.
如果是我跟阿波罗的对决，我就会告诉他们说，为什么你们要选我，不选阿波罗？
About why I was better.
因为我比他棒。
But that's not what Paul does.
但是保罗不是这样处理问题的。
Paul says to them in verse 4, he says, For when one says, I follow Paul, And another, I follow Apollos, are you not being merely human?
保罗在第四节说，有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？
And there's a really important thing that Paul does here.
保罗在这儿做一个很重要的事情。
He reminds them what church should be like.
他提醒他们教会到底是什么样的。
He says, If you're picking sides, you're only being human.
他告诉他们说，如果你拉帮结派的话，你就和世人一样了。
He's trying to remind the Christians in that church that there is nothing human about the church.
他告诉哥林多教会的人说，在教会里面，我们要和世人不一样。
That while the church is made up of humans, we are never to settle for being merely human.
虽然教会是由世人组成的，但是教会的行为举止要和世人不一样。
Paul is trying to remind them that being part of the church means that you are part of something supernatural.
保罗告诉他们说，如果你是属于教会的一员，你就应该是属于一个超越自然的东西。
We don't pick sides.
我们不拉帮结派。
We don't make teams.
我们也不用小团体。
We see ourselves in light of who God is.
我们都是在神的光照下看彼此。
And Paul leads by example.
所以保罗他用行动来以身作则。
even though he could have listed all of his credentials and things to make him look great,
虽然其实他有很多可以去自我吹嘘的东西,
he refuses to do that.
但是他不愿意这么做。
He doesn't beat up on his challenger and he doesn't make himself look better.
他也不去贬损对方来让自己显得更高明。
The first thing he does is remind the Christians that church is not a human organization.
他着手做的第一件事就是提醒教会的众人说，教会不应该和世人一样。
And I think that's so important for you and I to remember as we're part of our churches.
所以我们也应该牢记这一点。
The world doesn't need to see another fraternal organization. The world doesn't need another club. The world doesn't need another political party. The world needs to see men and women who are supernaturally given over to Jesus.
这个世界需要的是一群真心实意追随超自然的主耶稣基督的人。
We love our leaders, but we're bigger than just our leaders.
我们喜欢我们教会的领导，但是我们不是属于他们的。
We love our people, but we're bigger than just our people.
我们爱我们的服务的众人，但是我们比他们要大。
We hear Paul reminding us that we are not merely human.
保罗提醒我们，我们要和世人不一样。
And so Paul continues to help them understand his point.
而且保罗在下面进一步的阐述为什么。
In verse 5, he says, What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed as the Lord assigned to each.
他说亚波罗算什么，保罗算什么，无非是执事，照主所赐给你们个人的，引导你们相信。And
then he tells them three actions that took place.
然后他告诉他们有三种行为。
He says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth.
这三种行为就是我栽种，亚波罗浇灌，神叫他生长。
Paul decides to not try to win an argument by making himself look great.
保罗在这里不想让自己显得比对方好。
In fact, he is intentional to say that he's just a servant.
他告诉我们说他只是一个仆人。
And serving is essential in the body of Christ.
在神的身体，也就是基督的身体，也就是教会里面，服事是最重要的。
So we see three actions here in this section.
所以在这个地方我们看到有三个部分。
Three verbs, plant, water, and grow.
三个动作，栽种、浇灌和生长。
So there are three actions, but only two are for us.
这三个动作只有两个动作是由我们来完成的。
And one is for God.
剩下一个动作只有神才能做到。
Paul says that he planted and Apollos watered.
保罗说他栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了。But
whose job is it to grow?
但是生长是谁来做的呢？
He says God gave the growth.
他说神叫他生长。Or
God gave the increase.
或者神叫他壮大。
Paul's emphasis is really clear, that our job is to plant and to water, and God provides the growth.
保罗的重点很清楚，我们人所能做的就是栽种、浇灌，那么生长是神的工作。Right
now, I'm sitting by a window where I can see out into a garden.
我现在此时此刻坐在一个窗户面前，我透过这个窗子能看到外面的花园。
And it's springtime, and everyone wants to see things grow.
因为春天到了，大家都想看一些生长的东西。We're
coming out of a long, cold winter and being cooped up, and we want to see colors and growth.
我们度过了一个漫长寒冷的冬天，我们现在终于解冻了，想要有东西长出来了。
We're desperate for signs of life.
我们真的非常想看到一些生命的迹象。
When I think about my life as a pot or the garden, I'm reminded that if you're like me, you want to see growth.
如果你像我一样把自己的生命比作一个花盆或者一座花园的话，你真的很想让这个花盆或花园里面能长出东西来。
If I were to ask you to answer this question of do you want to see God grow in your life, I think most of you would probably say yes.
如果我现在问你这个问题，你想不想看到神在你上面生长东西啊？我想大多数人都会觉得愿意。
I walk out into my garden and I yell at the ground and say, grow.
所以我走出外面到我的花园土地上面，冲着土地喊说，长出来。
I say, produce.
我说，出产。
And then my wife walks out and she says, why are you yelling at the ground?
然后我太太就会过来说，你为什么冲着土地大喊大叫？
And I say, it's because I want to see growth.
我就会说，因为我想看这东西长出来啊。
And then she says to me, but there's nothing planted there.
她会说，但是你什么也没种啊。
We haven't planted any seed there.
我们什么种子都没有撒呀。
Or maybe we planted seed, but you forgot to water it.
或者我们撒了一些种子，但是你从来没有浇过水。
The truth is that with God, He desires to see growth in our life.
事实上，神他想让我们在生命中有所成长。
But the truth is that we often want to see growth, but we haven't planted any seed.
是，虽然我们想要看到生长，但是我们从来没有撒过种子。
We have forgotten to water the seed that was there.
我们甚至都忘了去浇灌那些已经撒下的种子。
We all want to see growth because that's what makes us normal.
我们想看到成长，因为那样就觉得我们跟别人一样。
But we struggle to plant seed that will last and produce.
但是我们根本就没有功夫去撒种，也没有功夫去浇灌。
When you think about your life, what is the seed that you are putting in the ground today?
你想想自己的生命，你撒下了什么种子呢？
Is it seed for yourself?
你撒的都是为自己的种子。
Is it seed for your pride or your ego?
你撒的种子都是为你自己的骄傲，为你的自尊。
Is it seed for your achievement?
还是为你自己有所成就？
Is it seed for your life?
还是为你自己的生命？
We all want to see growth, but we don't put the right seed in the ground.
我们都想看到有东西长出来，但是我们又没有在土里撒什么。
We ask God to grow in us, but sometimes I don't want to plant.
我们求神带领我们成长，但是我们又什么都不撒。
I forget to water.
撒了也忘了浇灌。
I want to see God increase in my life, but I don't have any seed to spare for Him.
我求神让我的生命能够成倍增长，但是我
I don't make time to water.
但是我不留任何时间去来浇灌。
When we think about God's promise that we reap what we sow, I guess the question is, what are we sowing?
我们都知道神的应许就是我们种的什么，收的就是什么。问题就是我们种的到底是什么？
What Paul was trying to remind those early Christians of is that our most important job is to plant seed.
保罗想要提醒初代的信徒，我们最重要的工作就是撒种。
And when the seed has been planted, our most important job is to water it.
当种子撒下去以后，我们的工作就是浇灌。
Now, sometimes the seed that we plant is in our own life, and we water it in our own life.
有的时候种子撒在我们自己的土里，我们自己的生命里，那么我们就在浇灌自己的生命。
And that's important because we need to be growing.
这点很重要，因为我们是需要成长的。
But Paul doesn't just plant seed in his own life, Paul is planting seed in the lives of others.
但是保罗不仅仅是在他自己的生命中撒种浇灌，他还在别人的生命中栽种浇灌。
And Apollos was watering seed that he never planted himself.
亚波罗呢，虽然他没有栽过种子，但是他浇灌种子。
one of the most important things for you and I to understand is that God brings us into other people's lives so that we can plant and water.
一个很重要的事情就是说，神让我们 在彼此的生命中有交集，就是因为我们要浇灌彼此的生命。
One of the most important things that you can do is not just plant and water in your own life, but also in the lives of others.
我们不仅仅要在自己的生命中栽种浇灌，也要去在浇灌别人的种子。
Paul understood his place in God's work.
保罗知道他在神的工作中的地位。
Paul knew that it wasn't about him.
保罗知道的不是关于他自己。
Paul knew that it wasn't his job to save the world.
保罗也知道不是这个拯救世界不是他一个人的工作。
But Paul planted seed and watered it so that God could provide the growth.
但是保罗知道他的工作是栽种，是浇灌，这样神就能让这些东西生长。
Should you be different than Paul?
我们可以跟保罗不一样吗？
Should you be different than Apollos?
我们可以跟亚波罗不一样吗？
Are you too old or too young?
你觉得自己太老了，太小了？
Are you too busy or you don't think you know enough?
或者你太忙了，或者你觉得你太无知了。
If you had to provide the growth, those might be good excuses.
如果你自己不想让这些东西生长，你大可以找一些理由。
But who provides the growth?
但是是谁让他们生长的呢？
God does.
是神啊。
God provides the growth. All he asks is that you plant a seed and remember to water it.
神叫万物生长，他想让你做的只是栽种和浇灌。
What if your time and your energy and your finances were all just seed?
你想想，你的时间、你的财政、你的这些精力，只不过是一些种子。
What if your words and your prayers and your attitude were the water to help the seed grow?
那么你的言语、你的祷告、你的态度都像水一样，可以浇灌这些种子。
You need to remember that God has you where you are so that you can either plant or you can water.
你要知道，神把你放在这块地上，你可以栽种，也可以浇灌。
The words that you say, your actions, your resources, they're all part of how you are planting and watering for Him.
你此时此刻手里面所拥有的钱财、时间、各种各样的资源，都是神为了让你能够做到这些。
It means that every day when your feet hit the floor, you have a purpose.
这就意味着每天早上起来，神都给了你一个目标。
It means that no matter where you are or how things are going, you have something that you know you can do.
这就意味着不论你人在哪里，身在何处，你都有一些事情是可以做的。
Something that will last for more than a day or a week or a year, but will last for eternity.
让你做这些事情不仅仅是一时之间，一月之间，一年之间，而是在永恒里面有意义的。
God asks that we would invest in what will last.
神想让我们把东西投资在可以在永恒里面有意义的事情上。
For Paul, this meant investing in people.
对于保罗来讲，这就意味着在人的身上使劲。
For our churches together, it means that we invest in people.
对我们的教会来讲，也是，我们要在人上面下功夫。
We invest in stories, not stuff.
我们要关注于人的生长和福音，而不是东西。
Stories of lives given over to Jesus.
要专注于人他能够把生命献给主而成就。
Stories of people who used to be living for themselves but are now living for Jesus.
而关注在我们以前是为自己而活，以后可以为主耶稣而活。
People who used to plant seeds for themselves but today are planting seeds for God's work.
那些曾经为自己辛勤撒种的人，从今往后就可以为神的工作撒种浇灌。
The truth is that I want God to use me.
事实上，我想让神来使用我。
I want God to use you.
我也想让神来使用你。
For Paul and Apollos, two men that God used in amazing ways.
就像保罗和亚波罗，这两个人都大大的蒙神使用。
But those two understood that the best they could do was plant seed or water it.
这两个人都明白，他们能做的最好的事情就是栽种和浇灌。
And I want to encourage you to look at what you have as seed to be used for God's kingdom.
我也想鼓励你去看看你手上有什么，你可以栽种什么，可以让神怎样使用你。
How will you plant and water, not for your kingdom, but for God's kingdom?
你怎样杂种并且浇灌，不是为了你自己的国度，而是为了神的国度。
Will you plant and will you water for the sake of eternity, and then watch as God makes it grow?
你愿不愿意为了永恒的目的来栽种？来浇灌，并且愿意看着神让万物生长。
In your church, in your family, in your jobs, in your lives, will you plant for Jesus?
在你的教会，在你的家庭，在你的生命当中，愿不愿意为了主耶稣的缘故来栽种，来浇灌？
Let me pray for you.
我们一起祷告。
Jesus, thank you that you laid down your life for us.
主耶稣，我们感谢你为我们舍命。
Jesus, thank you that you allow us to learn from men like Paul and Apollos.
主耶稣，感谢你，让我们能够向保罗和亚波罗学习。
Remind us today of how important it is for us to plant seed for you.
提醒我们，我们为你栽种，为你浇灌是多么的重要。
God, we want to see you grow in our lives.
主啊，我们特别想要看到我们的生命在你里面成长。
We want to see you active and moving in our lives.
我们想要看到你的大能，你的手在我们的身上运行。
So God, help us not to hold back any seed from you.
主啊，帮助我们不要不为你去撒种。
Help us not to be too busy to water.
不要忘了去浇灌。
Help us not to be focused on our titles and our positions and our power.
不要让我们只看自己的名号，只看自己的利益和权势。
Help us to have genuine joy in the opportunity to plant seed for you.
帮助我们在为你杂种的时候，栽种的时候，有一种诚心的快乐。
And God, as we do that, please provide the growth.
主啊，当我们做这些以后，求你来叫他们生长。
We want to see lost people find you.
我们真的希望看到失丧的人找到你。
We want to see the broken be restored.
我们希望看到破碎的被你复原。
We want to see the sick healed.
我们希望看到有病的被你医治。
We want to see the sad and grieving filled with hope again.
我们希望心灵破碎的在你里面重新找到希望。
God, use us not to provide the growth, but use us to provide the seed and the water.
主啊，求你使用我们，不是去生，让这些成长，而是去栽种，去浇灌。
In whatever field you've placed us in, help us to plant well for you.
不论你把我们放在哪一块田地上，求你帮助我们，为你的缘故，好好栽种。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Thank you, Pastor, for your powerful message. Hope everybody...